Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What would you think if I told you that the impossible doesn't exist? You'd probably laugh, right? Maybe you'd think I've lost my mind. But hear me out. I'm not talking about flying or teleporting. I'm not referring to those fantasy impossibilities. I'm talking about everything your mind insists you can't achieve. Those dreams that seem unreachable. Those goals you keep telling yourself aren't meant for you. That's what I'm talking about. And I want you to know that they are possible, and more importantly, they're within your reach. The biggest obstacle between you and the life you dream of isn't your natural abilities or the grade you got on a test. The real enemy lives in your head. That's where those invisible chains hide, keeping you stuck, trapped. But pay attention, those chains aren't real. They're an illusion. They're limits you've created for yourself. And today, I'm going to teach you how to break them, mercilessly. The old story that failure is inevitable, or that success is reserved for only a lucky few, ends here. In this episode, you're going to learn how to train your mind to destroy barriers, conquer fears, and achieve any goal you set. The Stoics knew something many still ignore. The real battle is fought in the mind. Are you ready to discover the power that's always lived within you? And more importantly, do you dare to unlock the full potential your mind is hiding? Then stay with me until the end, because I promise you won't be the same person after watching this episode. But first, let me tell you a story that will help you understand that success doesn't depend on luck or natural talent. Success is forged in thought. This is the story of Darius, a young architect from ancient Greece who learned that the greatest enemy to achieving greatness wasn't external circumstances, it was his own thoughts. Since childhood, Darius dreamed of designing the most majestic temples in Athens. He spent hours observing marble columns, studying perfect proportions, imagining structures that defied all logic of his time. His hand was steady, his calculations precise, and his creativity knew no bounds. Before the sun even rose, he'd already be in his workshop sketching new ideas onto wax tablets. He designed porticos that seemed to touch the sky, amphitheaters where sound traveled effortlessly, and fountains whose flowing water followed the natural rhythm of the universe. Other architects studied his models and admired his precision, yet his works never bore his name, because when the time came to present them publicly, Darius would freeze. Something inside him held him back. "I'm not good enough yet," he kept repeating to himself. So he let others, with less talent but more confidence, take his sketches, present them as their own, and walk away with all the recognition. "It doesn't matter," he told himself. "I'm not ready yet." Until one day his teacher, an old man named Uridin, tired of seeing so many unsigned projects, approached him and asked, "Darius, why don't you present your designs? They're extraordinary." "Because they're not finished," the young man replied. Uridin smiled patiently and, pointing toward the distant, still under construction Parthenon, said, "Tell me, do you think that wonder was built in a single day, without errors, without misplaced stones?" Darius shook his head. "Then why do you believe you need to be perfect before you even begin?" Darius looked down, feeling vulnerable. "I don't know. Maybe I'm still not good enough. I still have more to learn." The old man let out a small chuckle, placed a hand on his shoulder, and said, "The hardest walls aren't built with stone, but with thoughts. You've built a wall so high inside yourself that you can't even see what's beyond it. It's not the city that's rejecting you. It's you who is leaving yourself out." Those words hit Darius harder than any criticism he'd ever received. It was then that he made a decision. The next morning, he would present his latest design to the Senate. He didn't sleep a single minute that night, but he woke up with the excitement of a child on their birthday, and the fear of someone running from a wild beast. During the first few minutes of his presentation, his voice trembled. But word by word, the fear began to melt away. And in its place, his passion for architecture emerged. And do you know what happened when he finished his presentation? The silence broke with applause. Not only did they accept his designs, they gave him the opportunity to build his first great work. That day, Darius learned a lesson the Stoics had been teaching for centuries. Success doesn't belong only to the smartest or the most gifted, but to those who train their minds to overcome their own limits. Now tell me, how many times have you let your mind convince you that you can't? How many dreams have you abandoned out of fear of failure? Today you're going to learn how the Stoics trained their minds to break through their own barriers and reach success. You'll discover how they reprogrammed their thoughts to transform every obstacle into a stepping stone toward greatness. Stay until the end because this knowledge has the power to change your life forever. Let's begin. But before we do, if this content is bringing you value, consider subscribing and joining as an exclusive member to access unique benefits. And tell us in the comments what limiting belief is holding you back, and which one you're ready to face today. Or simply write, "I, Stoic, train my mind." We want to keep growing with you. 1. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. Imagine for a moment that everything you desire is just behind a closed door. There are no locks, and you don't need a secret key. All it takes is the courage to push it open. But here's the real problem. Most people don't even try to turn the handle. Why? Because they're convinced they don't have the right to walk through that door. That's the mind's greatest deception. It makes us believe that certain dreams are too big, too ambitious, as if only a privileged few have the permission to reach them. But tell me something. Have you ever seen a child doubt their imagination? They don't question whether they can or can't do something. They simply create it, visualize it with complete ease in their minds. And there lies the secret. You don't need to be a creative genius to make your dreams come true. The only essential thing is to have enough faith to believe in them, because it's that belief that makes them possible. As Robin Sharma wisely said, everything is created twice, first in the mind, and then in reality. Think of the great inventors, of the artists who left their mark on history. Before building, before giving shape to their works, they first clearly visualized what they wanted to create. Leonardo da Vinci drew a helicopter centuries before it was even possible to build one. Edison saw the light bulb in his mind long before he ever lit it for the first time. How incredible! What a source of inspiration! Everything starts in the imagination. And the most fascinating part is that the Stoics already knew this centuries ago. They expressed it with absolute clarity. Fate leads the willing and drags the unwilling. Do you understand? Your destiny is nothing more than the reflection of the limits you choose to accept, or the ones you're willing to break. Now let's bring this down to earth. I don't want you to think this is just a pretty story or some motivational philosophy with no foundation. This is grounded in science. Neuroscience has proven that the brain doesn't distinguish between something actually experienced and something intensely imagined. There are studies showing that when you visualize something with enough precision, your brain activates the same areas it would if you were actually doing it. One experiment made this clear. A group of people physically practiced playing the piano for several weeks. Meanwhile, another group only imagined it, without moving a single finger. The result? The brains of both groups showed surprisingly similar changes. Do you see the power this represents? What you think has the capacity to shape your brain just as much as your actions. So if you keep repeating in your head, "I can't," you're training your mind to give up before you've even started. So, how can you apply all of this in your everyday life? First, work on your visualization. This isn't about daydreaming without purpose. Take a few minutes each day. Sit down, close your eyes, and visualize your goal in as much detail as possible. What are you doing when you reach it? What emotions are you feeling? What does the place around you look like? The more vivid and real the image, the greater the impact it will have on your mind. Then start speaking to your mind with authority. Epictetus expressed it clearly. It's not things that disturb us, but our interpretation of them. And the same goes for the image we have of ourselves. Transform your inner dialogue. Instead of saying, "I'm not good at this," start telling yourself, "Every day I'm getting closer to being better at this," or "I'm becoming someone capable of achieving it." And pay attention, because here comes the final key. Act as if you already are the person you want to become. Don't wait to feel ready. Start today to behave like someone who already has the mindset, the discipline, and the focus of the success you're aiming for. Do you want to be a writer? Write. Do you want to become an athlete? Train. The brain will adapt to the actions you repeat with consistency. Believe me when I tell you this, everything you long for is within your reach. But first, you have to visualize it within yourself. You don't need the world's permission. You just need the certainty that you can do it and the firm determination to take the first step. Always remember, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. And it's not magic, it's simply how your mind works. 2. Reprogram your mind. I'm going to confess something to you. A few years ago, I fell into a trap set by my own mind. There was a dream I had always wanted to achieve. But there was one obstacle that paralyzed me: public speaking. Every time I imagined the scene of standing in front of a group of people, a knot would form in my stomach. A voice inside me would whisper, "You're not good at this. You're going to embarrass yourself. Everyone's going to judge you." That voice was so strong that whenever an opportunity came up, I would reject it without thinking twice. But there's a painful truth I learned. Fear doesn't disappear when you avoid it. On the contrary, it grows. I remember two moments that made this perfectly clear. The first time was in class. A teacher asked me a simple question. I knew the answer, but my mind went blank. One single phrase kept repeating in my head: "Don't say something stupid." The silence became so uncomfortable that someone else ended up answering for me. The second time was even harder. I had to present a project in front of a small group of colleagues at work. It was an important proposal, and a possible promotion to the job I had always dreamed of depended on it. I started off well, but suddenly my voice began to shake. The words tumbled out of my mouth. I was stammering, unable to finish a single sentence. I felt all eyes fixed on me, and my only wish was to disappear in that moment. At the time, I didn't understand what was happening. I thought the problem was a lack of skill, that I simply wasn't good at it. But later on, I realized something else. My mind had been sabotaging me from the inside. Sometime after that, I came across a quote by Marcus Aurelius that shook me to the core. "Our life is what our thoughts make it." Then it became clear. Every time I imagined failure, my body reacted as if it were actually happening. It wasn't fear itself that held me back, but the mental dialogue that kept feeding it. So I made a decision. If my mind could be trained to limit me, it could also be trained to lift me up. During that time, I started diving into the teachings of Stoicism. I discovered that for the Stoics, the mind was the only territory truly under our control. Everything else, the environment, external circumstances, the opinions of others, was irrelevant. One example that deeply impacted me was the story of Epictetus. He was born a slave. Just imagine that for a moment, how easy it would have been for him to convince himself that he'd never amount to anything. But instead, he chose to see his life from another perspective. He couldn't change his external reality, but he could govern his thoughts. He educated himself, strengthened his mind, and eventually became one of the most influential philosophers of his time. If he was able to achieve that in an era where his fate seemed sealed from birth, what excuse do we have? That's when I realized that my fear of speaking in front of others wasn't a real inability. It was the result of having programmed my mind to fail. It saddened me to realize this, but I also felt great joy. Do you know why? Because if I had the power to bring myself down, I also had the power to rise. and now I want to share what helped me reprogram my mind. First, catch the thought before it catches you. Every time you catch yourself saying, "I can't," pause and ask yourself, "Is this a proven fact or just a perception?" Most of the time, you'll realize it's just a mental pattern you've repeated so many times that you no longer question it. Second, when fear tries to hold you back, do exactly the opposite of what it suggests. If it tells you to run away, stay. If it tells you to avoid something, face it. Fear doesn't disappear with time, it fades with action. And lastly, remember this teaching from Epictetus. Perception is everything. It's not the events themselves that affect us, but the interpretation we give them. Failing at something doesn't mean you're a failure. It means you're learning. Every attempt is one more step in your evolution. If you train your mind to support you instead of sabotaging you, everything changes. Because it's not the external reality that limits you, it's the story you're telling yourself about that reality. The Stoics understood this centuries ago. We are not slaves to our thoughts. We are their masters. So I'll leave you with just one question. Are you going to let your mind decide for you? Or are you going to take control and program it to lead you toward success in everything you set out to do? 3. You don't need motivation. You need a system. I'm sure that at some point you felt that spark of excitement after watching a motivational video, reading a powerful quote, or vividly visualizing the life you want to live. In that moment, everything seems possible. You tell yourself, "Starting tomorrow, I'll wake up early, start working out, stop wasting time, and go all in on my goals." But then that tomorrow arrives, and nothing happens. Or worse, you start off strong, but within a week, it all falls apart. Why does this happen? Because relying on motivation is like trying to start a campfire using only paper. It lights quickly, sure, but it burns out in the blink of an eye. Motivation is a spark, and like any spark, its lifespan is short. All it takes is one bad day, a sleepless night, or a brief distraction, and it's completely gone. Now I want you to think about your daily routine. Let me guess. You wake up, check your phone, compare yourself to some influencer who just posted a photo of their brand new luxury car. You sigh. You grab a quick processed breakfast and leave the house with that uncomfortable feeling that something's off, that something is missing. If that's the script you're repeating every day, do you really think you're in a position to make the most of your mind and your life? I don't think so. The Stoics understood this very well. You can't rely on emotions to achieve excellence. Marcus Aurelius didn't lead an empire by waiting to feel motivated to do what was right. He followed a system. He woke up early, reflected on his purpose, wrote in his journal to strengthen his mind, and faced the day with determination. Epictetus put it clearly. The more challenging the task, the greater the glory in overcoming it. The best sailors aren't made in calm waters. The Stoics didn't wait to feel like it before taking action. They simply acted. They didn't allow their moods to define their destiny. They lived guided by principles, not by fluctuating emotions. A Roman soldier didn't train because he felt like it. He trained because his life depended on it. If you treat your goals as optional, you'll always find an excuse not to follow through. But if you treat them as personal commitments, as promises you've made to yourself, you'll achieve them, no matter the obstacles. And this isn't just an ancient idea from Stoic philosophy. James Clear, in his book Atomic Habits, explains it perfectly. It's not about having goals. It's about building systems that make progress inevitable. Now you might be asking, how can I create a system that brings me closer to everything I want to achieve? Here are the steps. First, design a routine that works like clockwork, even on the days you don't feel like it. Don't rely on willpower because it's limited. Create habits that run on autopilot. Want to work out every day? Lay out your clothes the night before? Want to read more? Put the book somewhere you'll see it, on the table on your bed. Make it easier to follow through than to fail. Second, set rules, not intentions. Don't say, "I'm going to try waking up early." Say, I wake up at 6 a.m., no excuses. When your desires become personal rules, change becomes real. And lastly, forget the lie called perfection. Don't aim to do everything perfectly. Focus on consistency. A bad day doesn't ruin your progress. Quitting does. If you mess up today, keep going tomorrow. The real key to success isn't in never falling. It's in never giving up. Remember, you are not your emotions. You're not that fleeting spark of motivation that shows up one day and disappears the next. You are what you repeat every single day. So stop waiting for the perfect moment. Build a system that pushes you toward success, even on the days you don't feel like showing up. Because results don't come to those who wait until they feel ready. They come to those who act even when they don't. 4. It's not luck, it's preparation. Many people look at someone else's success and the first thing they think is, they were so lucky. As if everything were just a matter of a lucky break. As if achievements arrived magically, like a blessing falling from the sky without warning. But tell me honestly, do you really believe that those who've accomplished great things were simply in the right place at the right time, just waiting for life to smile on them by chance? Of course not. Success is not a magical act. It's not a lottery. Success is the result of constant, disciplined preparation, often silent and invisible to others. The Stoics had a very clear understanding of life. You can't control what happens around you, but you can control how prepared you are for every challenge that comes your way. Marcus Aurelius, for example, would write each morning about the possible obstacles he might face that day. He anticipated difficulties, failures, and criticism. He visualized those complicated moments in detail. That way, when adversity came, it didn't surprise him. He was already ready to face it. That attitude, not luck, was what led him to success. It wasn't about chance or fortune. Seneca summed it up in a simple but powerful phrase. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. To the Stoics, what others called luck was nothing more than the excuse of those who hadn't prepared. The one who trains daily, who repeats again and again, who disciplines themselves with rigor, doesn't need luck. They are destined to succeed. There was once a young man with a seemingly impossible dream. He wanted to be the best in his field. Most people told him he didn't have talent. He wasn't known for natural abilities, didn't come from a wealthy family, and had no connections to open doors for him. He had only one thing, an unstoppable determination to get better. While others slept, he studied. While others rested, he practiced. He lost competitions, failed auditions, racked up rejections, but he kept going. Years later, when his opportunity finally arrived, there was no magic. There was no stroke of luck. There was only a man who had prepared every single day for that moment. It didn't matter what the conditions were, it didn't matter what people said. Nothing else mattered. That young man was Kobe Bryant, ring a bell? He would wake up at 4 a.m. to train while his teammates were still asleep. He didn't become a legend because he had a gift, but because he was willing to do what others weren't. When asked what his secret was, he answered bluntly, "Secret, there is no secret, I just prepare more than anyone else." Now I want you to think about yourself. If the opportunity you've been waiting for showed up today, that job, that project, that chance to transform your life, would you truly be ready to seize it? Or would you hide behind excuses like, "I'm not prepared," "it's not the right time," or "others are just luckier than me"? Here's the truth. What we usually call luck is simply accumulated preparation. And if you want to prepare with a Stoic mindset, here are the three essential pillars to break through any self-imposed limit. First, train your mind before life puts you to the test, not after. Marcus Aurelius didn't wait for problems to arrive before asking himself how to act. Each morning he reflected on possible challenges, visualized them, and mentally prepared himself. That way, when they came, he already had a response. Second, improve every day, even when no one's watching. No one witnessed the thousands of shots Kobe took alone at 5 in the morning. No audience was watching the great Stoics write in their journals in the middle of the night. The real work is done in silence, in the shadows. And lastly, accept that you have more control over your destiny than you think. You can't know when your opportunity will come or how it will arrive. But you can make sure you're ready when it does. And when that moment finally comes, it won't be luck. It will be the reflection of everything you did when no one was watching. Because here's the truth, luck doesn't exist for those who've prepared, because they simply don't need it. Success is not a mystery. It's the logical result of following a structure, building a system that works for you, and doing the work day after day without needing applause or external validation. So stop asking yourself, when will my opportunity come? Start preparing right now so that when it does, it finds you ready. And then yes, others will say, wow, they were so lucky. But you'll know the truth, and that will be more than enough. 5. No one has gone far without failing 1,000 times. Tell me something. How many times have you given up too early because you felt like you had already failed too many times? Maybe you hate your job, but you're still there because fear of the unknown paralyzes you. You keep telling yourself, what if I quit and can't find something better? Or maybe there's a dream that won't leave you alone, a project that excites you, something you truly want to do. But you don't try because a voice inside whispers, what if it doesn't work? What if I mess up? What if everyone laughs at me? That is the trap of fearing failure, a mental prison we've come to normalize, a constant worry that settles in like a chronic headache. But listen closely. There's a truth almost no one dares to tell you. Failure is not the end of the road. It's the price you pay for moving toward what's truly worthwhile. And the Stoics understood this better than anyone. For them, failure wasn't a tragedy, it was a test, a character evaluation. They didn't define themselves by what happened to them, but by how they responded to it. Take, for example, the story of Zeno of Citium, the founder of Stoicism. He lost everything in a shipwreck, all his wealth, his stability, his security, gone beneath the waves. Now think, if that happened to you today, how would you react? Maybe you'd say it was the worst day of your life, that it was unfair, that luck had turned its back on you. But Zeno saw it differently. Instead of sinking with the tragedy, he found a new direction. He ended up in Athens, discovered philosophy, and went on to create one of the most influential schools of thought in human history. Years later, looking back, he said this unforgettable phrase, "I made a prosperous voyage when I suffered shipwreck." Powerful, isn't it? What many would have seen as the end for him was the true beginning. Do you see how powerful a shift in perspective can be? The problem is, we've been taught to see failure as an impossible wall, when in reality it's a staircase. Think about how you learned to walk. You fell many times before you took your first steady step, but you didn't stop, because you didn't yet understand what failing meant. You only knew you had to keep trying. Our brain is wired to adapt and evolve. Neuroscience confirms it. Every time we fail, our neural connections strengthen. It's as if each mistake shows us more clearly the right way to do things. In other words, failure literally makes you smarter, more capable, more resilient. So, if your brain already understands this, why don't you? The only way to get good at something is to fail enough times until you figure out what works. That's why you need to stop running from mistakes. Start seeing them for what they really are. Your best teacher. If something didn't go as planned, don't give up. Try again, but with a new strategy. Learn to see the stumble as a sign of progress, not as a punishment. And most importantly, don't personalize failure. You failed, yes. But that doesn't mean you're not capable. It just means you're still in the process of becoming who you're meant to be. Be brave. Stop fearing the fall and start strengthening yourself to withstand it. Now I invite you to make a real commitment to yourself. Will you keep seeing failure as a curse, or will you start using it to your advantage? Tell us in the comments what failure you fear the most and what action you're going to take today to face it with courage. Right. Failure is my teacher, and make that phrase your personal promise. We'll read your message, and we'll be right here with you on this journey. 6. Are you willing to pay the price? There's a story about a young blacksmith apprentice who dreamed of creating the strongest sword ever forged. One day his master handed him a metal bar and said, "If you want it to be strong, you must strike it 1,000 times and then plunge it into ice-cold water. Then another 1,000 strikes, and only then will you be close to reaching your goal." The young man, impatient to see results, struck the metal just a few times and, convinced it was enough, dipped it into the water. But when he tried to sharpen the sword, it shattered into pieces.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The master looked at him, not with anger, and said, "True strength doesn't come with just a few blows. Greatness is forged with fire, pressure, and time." Do you get the lesson behind this story? Everyone says they want to be successful, to break through their limits, to become the best version of themselves. But the key question is, are they really willing to pay the price that requires? The Stoics understood this well. They knew that nothing great is achieved without effort, without discipline, without sacrifice. Seneca put it powerfully, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." Success doesn't come to those who sit around waiting, or to those who try to force life to move at their pace. It comes to those who work when no one is watching, to those who wake up early to get better, to those who study while others complain, to those who train even when they don't feel like it. And now comes the big question. How much time are you willing to dedicate to becoming truly excellent at what you do? Psychologist Malcolm Gladwell popularized the idea that it takes 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to master any skill. Yes, you heard that right. 10,000 hours. Are you willing to invest them? Be honest with me. Do you think Kobe Bryant trained only on weekends or only when the weather was nice? Do you think Mozart composed only when he was in a good mood or when the acoustics were perfect? Of course not. Both reached greatness through consistency, not through occasional effort. So let's be real. Are you actually working on your best version or just wishing for it with intensity? Do you wake up each morning with a clear purpose and a concrete plan to move closer to your goal? Or is the first thing you do check your phone, get distracted, and put off what really matters? The problem isn't that you're not capable. The real problem is that maybe you haven't yet decided to pay the price required to achieve what you truly want. If you want to break your limits, you need to understand something. You won't always see instant results. There will be days when you want to give up. No one will applaud you in the beginning. But I promise you this. If you keep going when others stop, you will go far beyond what you can imagine today. But you have to fight, my friend. That's how life works. And commit to the process, not the outcome. Success isn't a destination. It's the result of small actions repeated day after day. Don't expect to feel motivated all the time. Do it because it's become part of who you are. Work in silence. Don't seek validation from others. If success came with applause from day one, everyone would reach it. Build in the shadows and let your results speak for you. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. It won't come. Don't wait to feel ready. Don't wait for the ideal environment. Start now. Everyone wants success, but only a few are willing to do what it takes to get it. And honestly, I believe in you. Do you know why? Because you're here, because you're listening to these words, and that alone proves that you're not the kind of person who just dreams of going beyond their limits. You're the kind who gets up every day and fights for it and go for it. The future belongs to you. 7. Limits exist only in the mind. How many times have you said things to yourself like, "I'm not good at this," "That's not for me," or "I don't have what it takes"? Probably more than once, right? Now tell me something with total honesty. Did you ever truly try? Or did you give up before you even started just because something in the past didn't go well? Or worse, because someone else, a teacher, a family member, or even a stranger, told you that you couldn't? Most people never come to know their true limits. not because they're incapable, but because they stop themselves before they even put those limits to the test. They quit before they start. But here's something science has proven over and over again. The brain is plastic. It can learn, adapt, and improve far more than we tend to believe. It has the ability to change, to grow stronger, and to create new connections, no matter your age or past experiences. The Stoics, even without neuroscience, already understood this. They knew the mind could be trained to endure pain, to overcome fear, and to push forward through any obstacle. Epictetus put it powerfully with this metaphor. If someone hands you a closed book and says it's useless, would you believe them without even opening it? So then, why do you do the same with yourself? Have you seen the movie Limitless? If you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, let me briefly explain it. The protagonist is a failed writer who suddenly discovers a pill that activates 100% of his brain. When he takes it, he remembers everything he's ever read, thinks faster than anyone, and his intelligence skyrockets in a matter of hours. He goes from being invisible to unstoppable. Now listen to this. Although the movie is science fiction, its core message is absolutely real. Most people live using only a small fraction of their true mental power. And not because they lack the capacity, but because they've accepted limits that don't actually exist. Limits imposed by beliefs, by negative comments, by uninspiring environments, or by a society that keeps repeating that not everyone can make it. And this is where the Stoics offer us a powerful lesson. They didn't believe in shortcuts or magical solutions, but they knew the mind is the most powerful tool we have. Marcus Aurelius made it clear when he wrote, "The obstacle that blocks the path becomes the path." Your mind can be your greatest ally or your worst saboteur. If you convince yourself that you can't do something, then you'll be right. You won't even try. But if you convince yourself that it's possible, you'll also be right, because you'll direct all your energy into making it happen. That's why I'm telling you, when you break through mental barriers, everything changes. And I'm not talking about filling your head with empty dreams or unrealistic fantasies. I'm talking about training, practicing, and proving to yourself through action that you're capable. Through effort, challenge every one of your limiting beliefs. When you think, "I can't do this," ask yourself, "Can I really not do it? Or have I just never tried seriously? Am I not good at it? Or have I simply not practiced enough?" Do something hard every day. Step outside your comfort zone. Surprise yourself by achieving something you once thought was impossible. Because if your mind gets used to discomfort, it becomes stronger, more resilient, and more powerful. Surround yourself with stimuli that push you upward. If you're always listening to people who complain, quit, or blame others, you'll absorb that mindset. Change your environment, and with it, your way of thinking will change too. In real life, there is no magic pill that makes you smarter. But there's something even better. The certainty that you can train your mind to overcome any limit you think you have. So tell me, will you keep living with imaginary boundaries created by fear or other people's opinions? Or will you start today, right now, to discover the real potential you carry inside? You decide whether you'll be a spectator in your life or the main character in your own success story. 8. Stop throwing stones in your own path. They say that once a donkey fell into a deep well. Desperate, he tried to get out, but the walls were too high. He brayed loudly, hoping for help, but no one came. His owner, seeing the scene, thought there was no solution. "He's old already, not worth the effort," he told himself. So he picked up a shovel and started throwing dirt on top of him, ready to bury him right there. Sad, isn't it? But the donkey, not understanding his owner's intention, did something incredible. With every shovel of dirt that hit him, he shook off the dust, stepped on it, and climbed up a little more. He shook it off, stepped up, and rose higher, until, using all that dirt, he managed to get out of the well on his own. Do you know what his greatest advantage was? He didn't have mental limits because he didn't even know what that meant. Now tell me, how many times have you been the one throwing dirt on yourself? How many times have you turned a problem into an unscalable wall, when in reality, It was an opportunity to grow. How many times have you felt like that donkey, trapped in a pit, surrounded by obstacles, not realizing that the same dirt could help you climb out if you used it wisely? Listen closely. The Stoics didn't see difficulties as a curse. To them, challenges were exercises life gave us to make us stronger, to temper our minds and our character. They didn't believe in complaining or waiting for sympathy. They believed in taking action. Marcus Aurelius, for example, ruled during times of war and devastating plagues. He could have given in to despair, but instead he turned every stone in his path into a jewel of learning. Every mistake, every stumble, he used as a tool to grow. He wrote, "The obstacle is not the end of the path, it is the instrument that strengthens you, if you choose to face it." Let's be honest, how many times did you stop before even trying something? How many times did fear paralyze you? Or how many times did you use excuses to delay your dreams? You've told yourself things like, "I don't have time to improve." Really? You don't have time? Or are you just spending it watching shows or getting lost in social media? "I don't have talent." Listen to me. Nobody is born knowing. Talent isn't a divine gift. It's the fruit of constant effort. And here's my favorite. It's not the right time. Enough of that. The perfect time doesn't exist. The only real time is now. If you keep waiting for ideal conditions, you'll spend your life waiting, without moving forward. Now is the time to ask yourself questions, yes, but the right questions. Instead of thinking, "What if I fail?" ask yourself, "What if it goes well?" Your mind will go in the direction you lead it, and if you feed it doubt, it'll lead you to paralysis. But if you nourish it with possibility, it'll open the path. Turn obstacles into stepping stones. Every difficulty is a disguised opportunity. If the path is blocked, find an alternate route. And above all, keep moving and don't overthink it and don't get stuck in endless planning. Take a step, just one today, and tomorrow, another. Tell me, are you going to keep throwing dirt on yourself? Or are you going to shake it off and build your way out? Because the biggest obstacle in your path isn't what happens to you, but the story you tell yourself about what happens to you. Now I ask you something very simple. Make a commitment to yourself. Write in the comments, "Today I stop throwing stones in my own path." That way I'll know you're ready to stop sabotaging yourself and start fighting for everything you deserve. 9. The world owes you nothing. Nothing in this life is guaranteed. No one is obligated to hand you success. No one owes you happiness. And recognition doesn't belong to you by default. And you know what? That's one of the best pieces of news you could ever receive. Because if the world truly owed you something, you'd live chained to waiting. Waiting for someone to give you a chance, for destiny to align, for external conditions to be perfect. But since no one owes you anything, you are completely free to go out there and build it yourself. If you keep believing that someone is going to save you, that some magical situation will arrive to change your life, you'll never take full control of your destiny. We fool ourselves into believing things should go a certain way. But tell me, who said the world works according to your rules? You work hard at your job and expect a promotion because you feel you deserve it. But what if that promotion never comes? What if someone with less experience gets it instead? You get frustrated. You get angry. Because you believe your effort should have been enough, and that, therefore, life owed you. That's a mistake. Here's another example. You help someone, you give them your time, your energy, your support, and you expect them to return the favor one day. But when you need a helping hand, that person is nowhere to be found. You feel disappointed, even betrayed. But do you know why? Because deep down you believed life worked like an instant reward system. But it doesn't. Here's the truth. The world was not designed to fulfill your expectations. There's no automatic balance, no universal law that guarantees you'll receive what you think you deserve. The Stoics understood this perfectly. They didn't do good expecting applause, nor did they act righteously to be rewarded. They simply did what was right because it was right. Epictetus said it clearly. Do not seek for things to happen the way you want them to. Rather, wish that what happens happen as it does, and you will find peace. They didn't expect the world to adapt to their will. They adapted to the world. They didn't chase eternal fairness or gratitude. They simply lived with virtue and accepted what came, whether it was good or not. Imagine life as a vast ocean, and you're in the middle of it. You can spend your days yelling for help, hoping someone will come save you. Or you can start swimming. If you're not where you want to be, don't blame your boss, your parents, the government, or the economy. It's your responsibility, it's your life. Training your mind means exactly that. Taking full control of your thoughts, your decisions, and the results they create. Don't wait for opportunities, create them. Don't wait to feel motivated, act even without it. Don't wait for the world to be fair, do the right thing anyway. Don't seek external approval, become your own judge. Accept that life isn't fair, and that's not a bad thing. What would be unfair is living your life expecting everything to align in your favor without doing anything to change it. Break free from the mindset of, if I do this, I deserve that. Life doesn't follow exact formulas, but those who keep moving forward despite everything eventually go much further. Do what you do for yourself, because you know it's the right thing to do, not because of what you think you'll receive in return. Work hard, not so others will recognize you, but so you become so valuable that recognition becomes inevitable. Help others not for their gratitude, but because who you are matters more than what others can give back. And when you stop waiting for the world to hand you something, you'll start taking it with your own hands. And then, I promise, you'll discover a secret. The reward is far greater than you ever imagined. 10. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep being the same person. Have you ever heard the phrase, if you want different results, you have to do things differently? You probably have, and it sounds so obvious, almost like a cliche, but it's an absolute truth. The strange thing is, even though many people know this, very few actually apply it. Most people go through life completely ignoring this fundamental principle. It's like when you complain that you hate your job, but every day you do exactly the same thing. You wake up, check your phone, drag yourself to the office with a look of discouragement, do just enough to get by, come home exhausted, and repeat the cycle over and over again. And despite all that, you still expect something to magically change. Or when you say you want to transform your body, get healthier, feel better, but you keep eating the same way, avoiding exercise and staying inactive. And then you wonder why nothing's improving. Does that make any sense? Albert Einstein put it clearly. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And yet that's what thousands of people do every single day. They live trapped in the same patterns, the same habits, the same thoughts. And then they're surprised when their reality doesn't change. The Stoics understood that in order to grow, you had to question everything. Not just what you think, but what you do and how you do it. Epictetus said it without sugarcoating. If you wish to improve, be prepared to appear ignorant. And he didn't say this to shame anyone. He meant that in order to grow, you must be willing to go through the uncomfortable process of learning, of making mistakes, of not knowing, and still keep moving forward. That's the choice. Will you stay right where you are just to keep fitting in with others? Or will you dare to do what's necessary, even if people criticize you, even if you fail, even if you feel out of place? The Stoics made their stance clear. They didn't live to please the world. They lived to constantly surpass themselves. Imagine for a moment that you're trapped in a maze. You keep walking the same hallway over and over again, hoping that at some point it will lead you to the exit. But you always end up in the same dead end. Does it make sense to keep walking the same path? Of course not. The only way out is to dare to try a different route, explore another angle, change direction. The same is true for your life. If you feel stuck, trapped in a routine that doesn't make you happy, you need to take a new path. And if you don't know how to break that repetitive pattern, here are a few key ideas. First, change your environment. If you stay surrounded by the same people, the same energy, the same setting, you'll keep acting the same. Surround yourself with things that inspire you, with people who lift you up, with spaces that invite growth. Second, do something that pushes you out of your comfort zone. You won't evolve inside your safety bubble. If something makes you uncomfortable, if something scares you, it's probably exactly what you need to do. And third, take action. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Make one small change today, just one. And that single step, no matter how small, will be the beginning of a brand new path. Take it from me. There are few things that bring more pride than daring. Trying, failing, learning, improving. Every attempt is a victory. If you reach your goal, you've grown, and if you don't, you haven't failed. You've just gained another lesson that brings you closer to where you want to be. So tell me, are you going to keep walking in circles inside that maze of dissatisfaction? Or will you finally dare once and for all to take a different route? 11. Dreams stop being dreams when you dare to begin. Every major achievement begins the same way, as a simple idea in the mind of someone who chose not to let it die there. Look around you, and every building, every invention, every piece of art you admire was once nothing more than a spark of thought. The difference between a passing fantasy and a concrete reality was action. Someone dared to take the first step. And now comes the most important question of all. How many times have you let a dream stay trapped in your mind out of fear of trying? Because here's the real secret. Training your mind to break your own limits means learning to act despite fear. If all you do is think about what you want, if you just visualize it but never move, you'll stay exactly where you are. Nothing changes without action. Picture this. You're standing on the edge of a river. On the other side lies everything you've ever wanted. Your best self, your success, your dream life. In front of you are stones floating in the water. Those stones are made of your doubts, your fears, your insecurities. You don't need to swim. You don't need a boat. You just have to take the first step, but instead of moving forward, you stand still. Waiting. Waiting to feel ready. Waiting for someone to carry you. Waiting for the life you want to magically come to you. Because crossing that river full of stones representing your fears seems way too complicated. And yes, I know, it's just a metaphor. But how sad it is to think that a small mental obstacle, a fleeting fear, could be enough to keep you from what you want most. And no, don't blame the stones. The problem isn't the obstacles. The real problem is how much importance you give them. No one who has achieved something great started with all the answers. No one began without fear or uncertainty. The difference is, they moved forward while others only dreamed about it. Think about it. That friend who always says they're going to start working out, who wants to get in shape, but finds a new excuse every week not to begin. Or that coworker who keeps saying they'll learn a new language because it would open so many doors, but every year they push it off again. Meanwhile, time goes by. Months pass, years slip away, and their lives stay exactly the same. Now imagine for just a second, if instead of waiting for the perfect moment they had taken just one small step every day, where would they be now? The Stoics were not people who waited for life to bring them what they wanted. To them, what defined a person was action, not intention. Do you think Marcus Aurelius dreamed of being a great leader and just sat around waiting to feel like the time was right? Of course not. His greatness didn't come from waiting. It came from acting, from making bold decisions and turning every challenge into an opportunity. He himself wrote, "Stop arguing about what it means to be a good person and just be one." A direct translation. Stop thinking about what would happen if you tried and just start doing it. No excuses, no fear. Imagine a bridge. You're on one side. On the other are your goals, your dreams, your success. But that bridge isn't built with wishes. Every step you take, every action you commit to, every bit of progress, no matter how small, is another brick in that construction. And here's something you need to remember. Dreams don't die because they're impossible. They die because people don't dare to build the bridge. Want to know the real trick to achieving it? Start. Now, even if you don't know how, no one starts with all the answers. No one begins perfectly. But those who dare to begin end up learning along the way. Stop worrying about step 100. Just focus on step one. Many never start because they get lost in analysis. Just do something. today, no matter how small. And most importantly, do it before you feel ready. Because waiting for the perfect moment is, in reality, the best way to make sure nothing ever happens. Your dreams can stay trapped in your head forever, or they can become a real part of your story. The difference between the two lies in one decision, daring to begin. And now that you're ready to give it your all to break your limits and to reach your full potential, let me reveal the final secret. In the next chapter, you'll discover the one trait that separates those who achieve their dreams from those who fall short. 12. Consistency is the ultimate weapon. Surely at some point you've met someone with talent, with intelligence, with great ideas, and yet they never got very far. People who started with enthusiasm, with clarity, with vision, but who stopped halfway. Do you know why? Because in the end, it's not the brightest, the most skilled, or the best prepared who wins. It's the one who doesn't give up, the one who keeps walking when everyone else has already thrown in the towel. Consistency is what separates those who only dream from those who actually make their dreams come true. It's the key that allows you to break through your own limits, again and again. Many people think failure means falling, making mistakes, or not seeing immediate results. But no, that's not failure. Real failure happens when you decide to stop. Think about it. If you start training today, you won't see physical changes in a week. If you start learning a new language today, you won't be fluent in a month. But if you stay consistent for a year, 2 years, 5 years, where would you be? Now imagine this. If you had started 5 years ago and stayed consistent, you'd probably already be bilingual, fit, or skilled in something you admire in others. Darren Hardy, author of The Compound Effect, explains it clearly. It's not what you do once in a while that changes your life. It's what you do consistently. His message is simple but powerful. Small daily actions repeated over time produce exponential results. It's not about doing something spectacular once, it's about doing something well, over and over again. Another great voice, Cal Newport, author of Deep Work, puts it this way. Success doesn't come from inspiration, but from the discipline to do deep work, day after day. In his view, goals are not achieved through moments of brilliance, but through the steady accumulation of deliberate effort. And you know who mastered this mindset centuries ago? Exactly, the Stoics. They didn't need modern productivity hacks or YouTube tutorials. They already knew that real success is built through repetition, well-applied routines, and daily practice. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, wasn't born with an unshakable mindset. He forged it every morning. He wrote in his journal, reflected on his actions, corrected his thoughts, and he didn't do it once a month. He did it for years, for decades. He made it clear, your repeated actions determine your character. So my friend, if you truly want to transform your life, start by transforming what you do every day. Picture this. Every day you plant a seed. At first you see nothing, but if you water it, give it sunlight, take care of it. One day, without realizing it, a tree begins to grow. But if you give up too early, you'll never know how tall it could have become. So stop demanding instant results. Success isn't a sudden miracle. It's a slow and steady construction made from small actions that don't stop. And no, you don't need to read 100 books on productivity or watch every tutorial on the internet. But these three core principles will help you. First, commit to improving just 1% each day. You don't need massive changes. Small, repeated steps become unstoppable. Second, let go of the all-or-nothing mindset. It doesn't matter if you slip up one day or fall short of your expectations. The only thing that matters is that you don't stop. Third, build systems, not just goals. Don't think, I want to be successful. Think, what actions can I repeat every day that will bring me closer to that success? Because everything you want lies on the other side of consistent effort, not on the other side of a lucky break. Burn this into your mind. Every day is a new chance to show yourself what you're made of. It's not about talent, and it's not about luck, and it's not about sudden inspiration. It's about consistency and work. That's the true difference between those who achieve their goals and those who only dream about them. And you, today, you choose to move forward. If you've made it this far, I want you to make a commitment to yourself. Write in the comments, "I train my mind every day." That way, I'll know who the stoic-minded warriors are who made it to the end. And don't leave without subscribing, turning on notifications, and hitting that like button so you don't miss the next episodes that are already on the way. Until our next talk, take care and keep nurturing your stoic self.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.